Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Let's see here. Going through my big pile of laundry on the floor. Aaron, do you mind helping me? Okay, this is kind of a big task here.
It's kind of damp still. You don't want to throw this back in the dryer?
Excuse me.
Oh.
You're messing with somebody's home.
Whoa, oh, God. A clothes goblin. That's hard to say. Hi, clothes goblin.
Well, don't say it at all. My name is Jerome. I don't need to be called clothes goblin.
Sorry, Jerome. So you live in my damp clothes?
Well, that's one way of saying it. Another way of saying it is that you built your house around my house.
Well, if I didn't, hold on. If I didn't throw my clothes on the floor, you wouldn't have a house, right? So I'm, am I your landlord?
Uh-oh, we got a philosophy major here.
Were you in the dryer? If so, I'm so sorry.
Do I look dry to you?
You do
you
not,
look sopping
sir.
Wet. You're covered in queso.
Jerome, is this what happens when you don't fold your laundry for a week? Does a laundry goblin show up and live in your clothes?
Well, so parents often tell their children, if you don't fold your clothes, a laundry goblin will show up in a pile of clothes.
You're coughing up queso now. Are you okay?
This guy had queso in his pants. Don't look at me. Look at Mr. Queso Pants over here.
I'm looking
at
you.
It's almost impressive I had a jar of queso in my pants. That's almost impressive.
Yeah, I wish it was a jar. Loose queso. Anyway, I'm when that is told to a child, it either scares them straight down a right path, or it conjures me into existence. Now, when I show up at an adult's house, that's over. I mean, at that point, this guy, you know, you like to keep your clothes on the floor. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing I can do.
Sorry, I'm a little aghast. I've just never heard scared straight outside of the prison system.
Oh, yeah. They cut all my Maury episodes.
Why?
I was big on Maury.
Oh, wow. So you're pretty old. So here's...
Come on, you know who Maury is. I'm old. You know Maury.
Oh, no, I know Maury.
Adel, I want to go home. What?
No, hand me one of those socks. I think this is how it works. Hand me that sock right there. Here you go. This is a sock. So now you are ready to go.
That's laundry elves.
Oh.
Okay.
I am a laundry goblin.
Oh, okay.
You gotta fuck me to take me away.
Okay.
Well,
all
Aaron,
right.
You better head out, and I'm gonna start doing some stretches.
Yeah, okay. Bye.
Get some queso. And...
Hey, Aaron, you're on the way out. Aren't we recording today? It's
I don't
time
know.
To... Yeah,
well,
what's
he's
that?
Probably done by now. Adel, you ready?
Okay.
No, Adel, no. Cut these noises,
queso!
Please. Oh,
he's
God, kill me. Somebody kill
now.
Me.
Oh, queso. Where's Queso Tony?
Queso Tony.
Wow.
Love that, Queso Tony.
There he is.
Love that
we love Queso Tony. Hey.
Oh, what is this?
Speaking of stuff that we love.
I dare you.
Play...
I dare you to come up with something after me fucking a laundry goblin.
Yeah, I feel like we should call it, right? For the whole day, not just this episode.
I think
we're done,
this
right?
As is.
Can this be our new Penguin Baseball? The whole episode is Adel fucking a laundry goblin? How about we do that?
We come up with 5 different teams.
If I could go back in time to 2018 when we started the show and I could only play them one sentence from the show, it would be, can this be our new Penguin Baseball?
Okay,
and so it's just Adel fucking a laundry goblin for an episode. We'd go, we don't know what any of those words are. And why aren't you telling us about COVID?
Our new focus is the International Goblin Fuck Squad. Now.
No.
Every major city gets a goblin fuck squad.
No, but.
Here's the rule.
No, but.
There's no crying in fuck squad.
Hey, look, we could do that. We absolutely could do that. Well, hell, we could do that next week. We could do that whenever we want. And that's kind of it's like you're playing a little Russian roulette every time you turn on the HRR Patreon, because it's like we could do something that no one wants to hear, or we might just do something that a few of you want to hear, and that is what we're doing today, because we are playing America's favorite game show, small, medium, or large.
Ba-da-ba, beat it.
Nope, that's licensed. We can't use that. That's Bond.
Ba-da-ba's? Oh, I guess that's McDonald's. Never mind.
Yes, this is America's favorite new game show. And by new game show, I mean I had this idea maybe 3 years ago, and we're just doing more of it now. But it's America's favorite game show. It's small, medium, or large. Look, you guys know how to play small, medium, or large. I don't need to tell you how to play.
Of course, it's bullshit. Pros.
Yeah, we're like, who's the guy from Bye Bye Birdie who was always the middle square? Circle gets the square. He was the dad on Bye Bye Birdie. You know.
Yeah, he's the alien on American Dad.
You were the dad in Paul Bye Bye Birdie in high school.
Aaron, amazing memory. Paul Lind is who I'm thinking of. Thank you so much.
I have a note in my phone that's just facts about you.
Wow.
You're pointing to your brain and you said phone. So I know, I'm a little concerned.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm okay. It's my mind palace.
Aaron closed her eyes and said she's texting. Aaron, I know got that
my,
you...
Sherlock Holmes pointing to his phone and be like, I got my mind palace. It's
wait,
like,
you're
Google?
Just Googling. Sherlock, you're just Googling.
What are we doing?
It's small, medium, or large. You guys don't know how to play, but everybody who's playing at home, maybe for the first time, you need to know how it's played. So I'm going to give you a series of prompts, and you have to tell me, do you want the small version of that thing, the medium version of that thing, or the large version of that thing? And then at the end, of course, we cut up all the points, and whoever wins gets to go home the big winner. And that's what we're playing for today. Adel.
Since we've been doing this a few times.
Since we've been doing it.
No, that's licensed. That's licensed.
Oh, shit.
Since we've been doing this a few times, Aaron and I absolutely love this. People love this. Can we introduce and this is just, I'm just spitballing here. I'm just brainstorming. Could we introduce schmediums and marges?
Yes.
I've long thought about introducing the concept of a schmedium or large. And I was giving some of these to Mariah earlier, and she was giving me an either or. I go, that's simply just not how the game is played. I don't want to jump the shark too much on this thing, okay? I don't want to overcomplicate.
Sure.
What's easy peasy American squeezy? This is small, medium, or large.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Easy. Oh, brother.
Here we go. This is your first one. Small, medium, or large. Your cousin's doing a little skit at a family gathering. How much do you want to see your cousin's doing a little skit at a family gathering?
Ooh, how old is his cousin?
That's a question. That is the question.
Because if it's like 10, then that's pretty cute. But if he's like 23, that's... I want to get out of there.
Is 10 cute? 10 might be old for it to... No, 10... 10
10's right in the pocket of it, I think.
10's the pocket, okay.
Yeah.
I'm
going to cover... Because I don't know the age, I'm going to cover my bases and say... medium, I will politely laugh and humor and for 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, you can't go much longer than that. Yeah. That to fit 20 minutes, that's really pushing what I will put up with a little skit at a family gathering.
But Aaron, cocktail in hand.
Cocktail in hand.
The thing, performances at family gatherings, it's about how it gets out of hand if everyone's getting up there. Do you know what I mean? This isn't a talent show, okay?
But isn't this a skit with your cousins? What do you mean everyone? All the cousins?
I mean, like, if it's one skit, if it's quantity over quality, I'm in for whatever.
Aaron, get up here, all the cousins. We solved JFK's murder. We're going to perform the solution to the murder.
Murder.
So I'm going to go medium.
Medium. Okay, two mediums for you guys. That's fine.
Smart.
Small, medium, or large? Would you like whipped cream on top?
Small. I don't want whipped cream on top.
You don't want whipped cream on top? Small for Aaron. Interesting.
Especially like a coffee drink. Mm. Do not put whipped cream. I'm going to slap your hand if you try to put whipped cream in near my coffee.
Pumpkin pie large for sure. Coffee. I used to always say no whipped cream if I got like a specialty drink, like a whatever. And then recently, just last week, I said no whipped cream. And then I went to drink my coffee and nothing came out. And I was like, I feel the coffee inside the cup and nothing's coming out. And I opened up the lid and they had still put whipped cream because I got like a chestnut something, hazelnut, whatever, latte. And then I had a little, I was like, well, let me eat this so I can get to the sweet juice below. And it was so good. And I think now I'm back. I've come back around on whipped cream.
That sounds pretty good.
It was very good.
The thing about whipped cream on top is if you're drinking it, you're not really getting the same. You just kind of have to eat that whipped cream and then have your coffee, right? Like I like whipped cream on top of a dessert because then you can have a little whipped cream in every bite.
Yes.
But whipped cream on a drink, I'm not as big on.
Better than you remember.
JBC, can you give us your answers if we're curious?
Yeah, whipped cream on top. I'm a large. I think. I think even if it's a drink, if it's a drink, I'll scoop it off and I'll give it to my dog. And I'll say, you could have some whipped cream as well.
Oh, a pup cup? I love giving a dog a pup cup.
If it's like homemade whipped cream, like if it's thick, like that's good. But if it's, you know, the
I'll take the canister whipped cream. Give me that ready whip every day.
Okay, JPC, hold on. JPC in high school. This is Indianapolis JPC in high school. Whippets, small, medium, large.
You know what? I don't know that people were doing whippets. I never encountered them unless it was like through media. Like I remember, I think they talk about whippets in Night at the Roxbury, and
You're like, I love Devo.
Interesting.
Okay, small, medium, or large. Your desire to go to a NASCAR race.
Small.
Yeah, small.
Stressful.
Those cars flip and go into the stands. Can you imagine?
Yeah, not all the time, but if you're
JPC, it happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm fine if, like, you know,
if they could guarantee that, I would go.
No.
If Russell Westbrook leaps for a loose ball and dives into the crowd, you're like, oh, that was uncomfortable. But a car?
No, those straight up kill people.
No, I'd rather be hit by a car than a man in the stand.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.